believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do?
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Osher hanging out with lovely Mary Golay. Hello, Mary Golay.
Hello.
And Richie Otey is here.
Hello.
Yay, it's a Richie Otey is back for What Is Your What Wednesday. And here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we focus on the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in the New York Times bestselling book that I wrote called What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. So covering a lot of ground here in the book and over the last few weeks and last few months. Now, we've been doing this actually now for a good few months, I think, right?
That's cool.
It's going on quite a number
October.
Wow.
Well, like, the end of October.
Wow. Let's just say all right. Now. So we've been doing it for a long time. See, it's just a part of who we are now. It's just in our DNA.
Okay.
All right. So let's do this. I want to cover. I had a lot of ideas about what to cover today, and I thought I would actually just focus on one thing, which is interesting because the subtitle of the book is "Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do." So I thought I would just focus on one thing, and that would be a quote, which is from a guy by the name of Swami, and I believe that anytime you can catch a quote from a guy by the name of Swami, you're probably going to end up with something pretty good on the other side of that. And this is Swami Vivekananda, not to be confused with Ananda, which is the name of my dog.
Is this Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda that you're quoting?
What? Are you okay? Are we?
Yes.
Just want to make sure you're okay.
All right,
there.
Spit it out.
So so here's the quote, and I want to get your thoughts on this. And the quote from Swami is, take up one idea. Make that one idea your life. Think of it. Dream of it. Live on that idea. Let the brain, muscles, nerves, every part of your body be full of that idea and just leave every other idea alone. This is the way to success. That is the way great spiritual giants are produced.
So let's toss that right back at you.
What are you going
to do about that, Mister? I have 50 plates in the air at one time.
Right? And so, so clearly the quote resonates with you then because it got you thinking about Steve Olshan and how can we help him. That was the first thing that came to mind as I read through that quote. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, I think that quote. I don't know in this busy day and age. Do that one, you know, think about that one thing, dream about it. In the scope of, okay, I love working at the diamond store or something mm-hmm. like that. So everything that person breathes and eats and thinks and dreams is all about diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Leo Hamill.
There you go. So what part of your world, now we're not talking kids because that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But what would be your diamond thing?
Yeah, right. And there's a great book out I've heard that I need to read evidently a lot of times because clearly writing it wasn't nearly enough to get
it. It's interesting how
you have an audio book. You can just put it on.
I didn't even do my own audio book, so I got to see if I like the guy's voice. So yes, what's interesting? You were going to say,
well, that your subconscious,
yes,
your soul was like, okay, we're going to get this out of him so he'll read it for himself. But his subconscious mind came up with all this content.
Right.
To answer what your soul is trying to help you live.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was just asking you, Steve, what is your what?
Right. Oh, man.
What is your what? And you thought you had to write a book about it.
That is the question. All right. So do you think it's possible then to have that one thing that really becomes your life? I mean, like, if I said the name Michael Jordan, what would you think of?
Basketball.
Okay.
So, and golf.
And golf. And severed fingers. So, like, Wayne Gretzky, right?
Yeah, hockey.
Right. So, yeah.
But, I mean, are those their what's? Or is that just the vehicle they use to express their what?
Well, yeah. See, yeah. And that's the question, right? Because is it does it become easier to find that one? So do you? So there you go, right? So in the what is your what equation, you've got the gift, which is what's in your DNA, and for Mary Goulet, it might be communication, right? I mean, that might be your core gift, or is it easier to start with the vehicle, which
you already have that down? You've got the radio down. You've got speaking down. You obviously have writing down.
So communication is my core gift. I have identified that.
Okay, so that's your vehicle. But what is
that's the gift.
Okay, what is your truth?
Ooh, what is truth?
So that I'm going to bring that up because that's how I figured out mine. I, you know, writing, speaking, coaching, radio, all of that is what I do, dispensing my truth. And I figured it out when I came in here on a Tuesday and did my own one-hour show by myself, monologue style, and every week that I do it, I get deeper into my truth, and I can push out my truth with my website, video, speaking, radio show. So I love it. That's my sweet spot. So finding that feeling of, oh my gosh, this is what I love so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because for me, the only time that I really get, if you will, lost in what's going on, and it feels, the thing that feels most effortless to me is music. And music has always been that for me, whether it's DJing or going to listen to live music or playing the drums, whatever it might be. That was always the thing where I felt I don't know. Like, we saw this this guy at Belly Up, which is a really nice little venue. I hadn't been there before. Nice, interesting little venue. And I'm going to totally butcher his name. But
Adis Yahu.
You know who it is.
Who was it?
So how do you even say it? How do you say it? Is it Matuyasu Nubu?
Modest Yahu.
Modest Yahu. Okay. So, like, really interesting EDM, reggae, rap, spiritual type music. I mean, just crazy vibe, really hard to explain. I didn't know he was one of my fellow people. I didn't even know he was a Jew. And he is, because he's got like this, you know, you look at him, reggae vibe. It's like white guy, you know. But anyway, the point being, in that environment, like, I mean, it was just surreal, you know, to be there and to have the music just kind of flowing through. Like, that to me was as close to emotional nirvana as I ever get.
Okay, so what can you do to keep that going? Or, I mean, outside of, do you know what I'm saying, Rich? He's got to do something to move, keep in your life every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, I totally agree.
So is that a hobby thing? And I just like
let it unfold for you. Mm-hmm. Your soul wants you to feel that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So if
whatever
you
keep, it is, from getting a new drum set to going to more shows,
it will change your life if you let it.
The plates that don't matter will eventually stop spinning and fall off.
Yeah. So do you think it's possible then to make a living, to make a career out of that one thing, or is that just, or do we get confused?
I can absolutely.
Yeah, but absolutely. You don't necessarily. I believe me, I 1,000% get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
The two most creative people in my life were both musicians, my mom and my dad, and the two most freaks of nature in my life were those same two people. So it scared me away. But when I first started listening, or when I first started thinking about music and what I could do with it, back in our day, it was kind of like you either were a studio musician or you toured.
Yeah.
And it's like your choices. There's so many things you can do. It doesn't mean you have to be that musician. You can play music at home still and be around music. You were describing watching someone else play and listening to how you described it.
Yeah. Because, like, you might love gardening. Right. I mean, you just might like be an expert gardener and you grow these awesome tomatoes. And every year when you grow these awesome tomatoes, you pass them out to your friends. And
I think you're minimizing and diminishing the power of the core part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You really can follow the breadcrumbs of your soulful experience around music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you wanted to open up some kind of club or take over a club, and that's kind of your lifestyle. That answers your money issue.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get to, hey, guy, you want to come over and play in my club? This is, you know, and be around that kind of people. I don't.
Yeah.
I think you're just thinking it, overthinking it.
Yeah. I mean, think of all the things you like. You could get your real estate play in that. You could get your DJ play in that.
Mm-hmm.
You could, if you don't want to actually be the musician,
I could get a divorce in that. Yeah. I mean, come on. If I have a club, the club
owners
don't pay.
We're just giving an example.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you can't think up all of the answers and ways to get where your soul wants to take you. You just feel that ache in your soul of what is it? What do I do? How do I figure this out?
Yeah.
And it's not a mental process.
Mm-hmm.
It's an internal dialogue.
So immerse yourself in it some way, somehow.
Just keep going toward it. If it's music, crank it up. If you want to go listen to a band, go. Things will start to fall in place, but you've got to have some element of faith in your in that blind corner that you're going to have to turn 20 times.
Okay. All right. Well, that's why I have you guys here, because I love you and you helped me with all of this stuff, and maybe it helped you as well. So share with us, what is your one thing? Maybe you figured that out. We'd love to hear from you. 1-844-MR-BOLD-1, or hit us at reinventionradio.com and leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time on What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. For Mary Goulet, Richie Ote, I'm Steve Ulscher. We'll talk to you guys really, really soon. Take care, everybody.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.